ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur
by Rabbi Yaakov Carmel.
Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is 2 round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop and the third prize a full set of the Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or 4 tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
We're starting Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes. The Gemara is in the midst of the discussion of the exact criteria to be included in the list of the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. On Daf Nun Vav, the Gemara made a list of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, and they did not include Rish Lakish's halacha of Daf Nun Ches. Rish Lakish said, Daf Nun Ches on Beis, Oyvi Kechovim She Shabbas Is Chayiv Misa, She Nemar Yom Elayla Lo Yishbaisu. So he has a lav, and has a rasan zui misasan, so it should be included in the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. Why on the list of Daf Nun Vav did we not include Shabbos? The Gemara said, we only include things that are Sheva Al Taisa. For example, the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nai Noach have halacha. You're not allowed to steal. You're not allowed to kill. You're not allowed to eat every manachai. We never have in the list of the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nai Noach any mitzvahs that they have to do. Masha Inkin, the din of Ayzi Chomash Shabbos Chai Misa is telling us what he has to do. He has to go and be Mechal Shabbos since he has to do something that's not fitting the criteria of the list and therefore it's not included in the list of the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. So our daf starts off with the question of Hadinim. Dinim is a kumva asay. It's something that you're supposed to do, and it's included in the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. The Gemara answers, no, kumva asay v'shev al taisahu. In dinim, there is an aspect of shev al taisa also, and therefore, it could be in the list. Masha ein kein, Shabbos, that the entire din is to go and do a chil Shabbos, therefore we don't count you in the list. Now, the shayla is, what was the Gemara's question from dinim, and what's the Gemara's answer? We brought down in a previous year a very famous machloikis Rambam and the Ramban in Parshas Vayishlach. The Rambam holds that the mitzvah of dinim is a din on the nation of Bnei Noach. The Am of Bnei Noach is mechuyah to Moshe Dayanim. They have to set up a court system. If they set up the court system, they did their hischayvus, they did their obligation. But the entire obligation is nothing more than setting up the system. However, the Ramban argues, the Ramban says that the din of dinim means that they have to keep the dinim. They have to keep all the halachas of paying up the halvas. They have to pay the workers on time. They can't cheat when they sell things. They can't do aina. So according to the Ramban, it's on a practical day-to-day living, they have to keep all the halachas. And according to the Rambam, it's nothing more than setting up the court system. Now, when we come to our sugya, according to the Ramban, it's beautiful. The Mara's question was, dinim is a kumba say. Most of the dinim are things you have to positively do. You have to pay up your halvayus, you have to pay your workers. So mainly it's kumba say. So how are we listing it in the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nai Noach? And the Mara answers, there's definitely a lot of mitzvahs that are kumba say. There's also Sheval Taisa. You're not allowed to cheat, etc. There's a lot of parts of dinim that you're not allowed to do. So since there are parts you're allowed to do and parts that you're not allowed to do, so it's a kumba say and a shev al taisa, therefore it's able to be in the list of the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. It's very clear, the shakla v'taya. However, according to the Rambam, that the entire mitzvah is to set up dayanim, so the Gemara's question is very understandable. Dinim is a kumba say, it's a din on the entire nation of B'nai Noach to set up dayanim. The question is, what's the answer? Which aspect of shev al taisa is included in the mitzvah of dinim according to the Rambam? Now Rashi is very interesting. Before we answer the Rambam, let's look at Rashi. Rashi says the aspect of a Shev Al Taisa is Muzerhu Shaloi Lasais Ovel. There's Azhara on a Dayan not to do anything wrong, any misjudgment. Can't take a bribe, can't paskin wrongly, even if he knows that the answer is one way, he can't paskin the other way. Now that Isser is on the Dayan. Very interesting that Rashi's saying this. According to the Ramban, the mitzvah has nothing to do with dayanus. It's day-to-day chayish mishpat, how to live. You have to keep all the halachas. Rashi is for sure not like the Ramban. And seemingly, he's not like the Rambam either. According to the Rambam, we're not really referring to the Dayan. We're referring to the nation of Bnei Noach. Bnei Noach have to set up a court system. The Rambam goes so far as to say that the entire city of Shechem was Chayav Misa because they did not kill Shechem. Since they didn't judge Shechem, they weren't doing the halach of setting up a court system. Therefore, every person didn't do his halacha of setting up the system. Therefore, they're all Chayav Misa. But it's hard to understand, according to the Rambam, that the entire mitzvah is setting up the system. What does it mean that the Dayan can't do Avon? Rashi seems to be referring to the Dayan. That's not like the Rambam and not like the Ramban. So besides the question of how the Rambam is going to learn our answer, there's another question. How did Rashi learn the Din of Dinim? Now, Be'emes, the Lecha Mishnah, already asked this question. Hilchos Malachim, Perek Tes, Halachi Yedalev. He asked that, according to the Rambam, how do we understand this that the Gemara calls Dinim Ashav Al Taisa? And the Lech Mishnah's answer is very hard to understand. The Lech Mishnah says, and I quote, "The Hadayonim Atzman Ikibuhu Asay Lishpoid Esom Veshav Al Taisa Dahainu Lehaz Hiron Shaloyasu Ovel." The Shav Al Taisa is that the Dayonim are warning the nation, they're in charge, to make sure that Loyasu Ovel, that the people don't do any Averis. So the Shev Al Taisa is because the Yonim are warning people that they should refrain from doing Averis. So the question is, and Rav Shach asked his Kasha and the Avi Ezri over there in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Tes Halachi Yudalid, that there's no real Shev Al Taisa here. If the mitzvah is talking to the Yonim have to go and tell the people what to do. They're being mazed the people not to do Avel. So where exactly is the Shev Al Taisa? So Rav Shach doesn't really understand the Lecha Mishnah. So Rav Shach goes on to say a tremendous chiddush. This would answer Rashi and the Rambam. Rav Shach says the mitzvah is not to be moishiv dayanim. The essence of the mitzvah is actually to dan every person. Every person in the Bnei Noach that sees someone doing one of the Zayin mitzvahs of Bnei Noach have a mitzvah to dan him, judge him and kill him. That's the mitzvah of the Zayin mitzvah of Bnei Noach, that they should judge every one of their friends that's over on the other six of the mitzvahs of Bnei Noach. However, it's not so practical. So the Chazal set up that the way they should do it is they should set up a Bezdin. If the Bnei Noach set up a Bezdin and they ensure that anyone that's over on the Zayin mitzvah Bnei Noach will be taken care of, so they're mekayim their din of judging all their fellow Bnei Noachs. But the actuality of the mitzvah is that they have to judge. All the Bezdin is, all the court's doing is acting on their behalf. If they set up such a system, then they're taking care of their halacha of making sure that anyone that's over on the Zayin Mitzvah Bnei Noach is going to get punished. Therefore, Rav Shach says, it's very good our Gemara. Because if each person has a halacha that they have to judge, so it's very understandable exactly what Rashi says. Shelo yasu ovel b'mishpat. They have to judge, which is a positive din, to judge or set up judges on their behalf. But they also have to make sure not to judge improperly. Since they have a mitzvah to judge, therefore it's very good what Rashi says, that they can't judge improperly. And even the Rambam, that sounds like the mitzvah is l'hayshiv dayanim, Rav Shach wants to say, he really means the mitzvah is to actually judge each Bnei Noach by himself. L'hayshiv dayanim is just the eitzah, the practical way of each person judging. It's not going to be so practical if every person goes around killing each other. So the practical way of being mekayim the mitzvah of dinim is by setting up dayanim. But it's very appropriate to say that it's a Shev Al Taisa because there's an aspect of Layasu Avah B'Mishpat. Since they have to judge, they have to be careful, there's Azhar on them, they shouldn't judge improperly. So with that, he's explaining the Rambam and Rashi, and it's coming out that Rashi is like the Rambam. It's interesting, the Lecha Mishnah says that Rashi is like the Ramban, but Rav Shach comes out that from Rashi and our Sugya, that Rashi is calling it a Shev Al Taisa, Layasu Avah B'Mishpat, it's like the Rambam, because according to the Ramban, it's very simple. The Shev Al Taisa. The Shev Al Taisa is don't cheat your friend. Don't be over on any Isser in the Hilchus Mamanus and Hilchus Chayshim Mishpat. If Rashi had to go to Layasa Avol Mishpat, it would sound more like the Rambam. We were asking, even according to the Rambam, we're not really talking to the Dayanim, we're talking to the Bnei Noach to set up the Dayanim. So that's the Teretz Rav Shach, that even the Rambam doesn't really mean the mitzvah is to set up the Dayanim. Really, the mitzvah is to judge, and just setting up the Dayanim is the practical way of being Mekayim Yerdin. Now we'll continue on with the next Gemara. Amar Rav Yechanan, Eved Kechavim Sha'isik Batayra Chayev Misa. A guy that learns Torah is Chayev Misa. Gemara says either it's Mitam Gezel or Mitam Naira Murasan. Now, we brought this down in the last year, but it's good to recap quickly. The Rambam paskins that by Shabbos and Torah, you do not get Misa. Even though the Gemara says Misa, it means you're Chayev Misa, but you're not Nerag. Similar to a din Misa B'dei Shemayim. The Kesem Mishnah asks that our Gemara says that it's similar to Gezel and Naim Rasa, and those are things that you do get Misa on. So the Kesem Mishnah says that the Rambam would learn this Gemara as just an Asmachta Ba'alma. Now, when the Torah says, Torah Siva Lona Moshe, Meirasha, the entire Joshua of Lona Meirasha, of Lehem, or Meirasha, the Lashon of Naim Rasa, those are all Asmachta, that's not a real Joshua, and Yechayim Misa Deshemayim, but you don't really have a Ashara to be Chayim Misa in Beis Din practically. The Lech Mishnah said, how did Rambam know to learn the Gemara Lav Dafka? Who said that the Gemara of Shabbos and Torah doesn't mean a Chayim Misa B'dei Adam? So Lech Mishnah says that Rambam was bothered by Tosis Kasha at the end of the Yomid. We have a klal, Lekam Midim, the Yisrael Shari, L'Benoich is Aser, there's nothing that for Yisrael is Mutter, and for Benoich you get killed. So Tosis asks, that by Shabbos, and Torah, those are things that Yisrael is not Muzer on. Adarabba, Yisrael is supposed to keep Shabbos and supposed to learn Torah. And still we're saying Yechayev Misa. So Rambam was bothered by this question. And therefore, the Rambam came up with an innovative answer. That the Gemara does not mean Yechayev Misa B'dei Adam. Flop Dafka the Gemara. The Gemara just means Yechayev Misa B'dei Shemayim. And you're not really Yechayev Misa like the other Zayimitzvah B'nei Noach. Because of this cloud, there's no thing that Yisrael is Mutter on. Actually, over here, he's Muzer to do. And we'll say that a Benoach gets killed. To be Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim, we could have, because the Klal is talking about Misa B'dei Adam, but you can't have Misa B'dei Adam. Now, what are the guidelines of this halacha of a Goy that's Isaac B'Torah's Chai Misa? Are there any Eifanim that a Goy is allowed to learn Torah? There's a fascinating halachic discussion in the Paiskim. It's all based on a Mashah in Shabbos, Aflam and Aleph and Aleph. The Gemara brings down the famous story. All the Geirim that came to Shammai, and he didn't want to be Megayah them, and then they went to Hillel, and he was Megayah them. One of the cases over there is that a Goy heard about the glory of the Begadim of the Kohen Gadol, and he wanted to be Megayah so that he could become the Kohen Gadol. So Shammai threw him out of the house. Hillel, however, the Lashon HaGemara is Geire, he was Megayah him. Subsequently, he learned the Pasuk that a Geir can't be a Kohen Gadol, and he came running to Shammai and Hillel. Is it true that a Geir can't become a Kohen Gadol? They told him, you can't be a Kohen Gadol. He accepted it, and he stayed with his Geiris, even though he wasn't a Kohen Gadol. That's the story in the Gemara. The Mashah asks the obvious question, there's a Gemara in Yevamos, in other places, that if you're Megayir, Shaloi L'Shem Shemayim, then it's not a good Geiris. The Gemara, given an example, someone's Megayir for the Shulchan Melachim, he wants to be part of the glory of Shlomo HaMelech's kingdom. The Gemara says that's not good, a good Geiris. A Geiris has to be totally because you want to be a Jew. If you have any ulterior motives, it's not a good Geiris. So the Mashal asks, how could Hillel be Megayah someone that only wants to be a Kohen Gadol, only wants to be Megayah because he wants to be a Kohen Gadol? That's similar to someone that's being Megayah to be part of the Shulchan Melachim. So Mashal says that we have to say, we have to say that Hillel wasn't actually Megayer. Even though the Gemara says Gairei, it just means they started the procedure of Geiris. But now the question is, the Mashal asks, that the Gemara goes on, that Hillel told him that if you want to be the Kohen Gadol, you got to learn the parashas about Kohen Gadol. The Gemara says, Halach v'kara, he went and he started learning. Kivin she'igia, he came to the Pasuk, v'azor ha'karev yumas, that Azor came to Avodah. He went to Hillel and he asked him, Amalei mikrazu al minemar, who is this pasuk referring to? And Hillel told him, Amalei afilu al David melech Yisrael, even David can't be a Kohen Gadol. And also he said, Gerek ha'vachayim ba'atzmai, if even Yisrael, even David melech can't be a Kohen and a Kohen Gadol, for sure a Gerek can't be. The question is, the Mashal asks, if he wasn't Megayer him yet, so how is he allowed to teach him Torah? How is Hillel allowed to explain him the pasuk of Izar Karav Yumas? So the Mashal is Mechiach, a tremendous Yisoid. It's Mucha from this Gemara that you're allowed to teach Torah if it's Amanas Lagayer. If the entire reason you're teaching him Torah is because he wants to be a Yid, and to be a Yid you have to know Torah, you're allowed to teach Torah in such an Eifel. Now we have to remember the only reason that the Mashal has a right to bring his Raya is because he's learning the Gemara that Gairi is Lav Dafka. Because of his first question. The first question was that he's only being Megayer for Shulchan Malachim. He's only being Megayer to become a Kohen Gadol. So Elamai, Mashal proves, Gairi doesn't mean real Gairis, it just means he started the procedure. Aye, how are you allowed to teach him Torah? So he's Mechiach, that you're allowed to teach someone Torah, but someone has to be Megayer. Rav Kiva Eger, in a Tshuva Mem Aleph, argues on the Mashal. The Shoyal asked him the following question. The Shoyal was in a city that it was usur, that it was illegal from the government to be Megayer. So he couldn't be Megayer in this city. So he's going to go to a different city when he has a chance to be Megayer. He wanted to know, is he allowed to learn Torah right now? Right now he's in a situation that he wants to be Megayer, but he can't do the Geiris. So is he allowed to learn Torah? This was the question. Actually, the Rav asking about the person that was being Megayer, is the Geir allowed to learn Torah? So Kiva Eger brings down this Mashah that seems to say that any learning that's all because you want to become a ger is permitted. However, he argues, he says, I have a first Taisvah, it's not like this Mashah. Taisvah asked the Mashah's first question. Mashah's first question was, how is Hillel allowed to be Megayer? This person, he's only doing it for Kavod, he's only doing it to become the Kohen Gadol. Why is it different than Shulchan Malachim? But Kiva Eger says, Taisvah already asked this question. Taisvah in Yevamos, Daf Chav Daled, asked this question. And Taisus answers that Hillel knew, he recognized in this person, that he's going to be Megayer Lebesayf. At the end of the day, he's going to be Megayer L'Shem Shemayim. So even though he's only doing it to be a Kohen Gadol, Hillel was able to read through him, he understood him, and he figured it's never going to be a case of a person being Megayer Shalei L'Shma, because at the end of the day, he's going to be Megayer L'Shma. So Kiva Eger says two steps. First of all, he says, you lost the whole raya of the Mashal. The whole raya that you're allowed to teach someone Torah, if he's going to be Megayer, was all based, all predicated on the fact that the Mashal is understanding that Gairi is Lav Dafka. If you learn that Gairi is Dafka, like Tosfos in Yevamos is able to, so you lost the raya of the Mashal. So you definitely don't have a raya to the Mashal's Chiddush. That's the first step of Rav Kiva Eger. And then he goes on to say another step. From the fact that Tosfos didn't learn like the Mashal, why didn't they say the Mashal's Eitzah? Why don't we say that Gairi doesn't mean Gairi? It just means they started the process, and there's a heter to teach someone Torah if it's part of the process of being Megayer. From that, Rav Kiva Eger wants to infer that you see the Mashal's wrong. Not only do you not have a raya to the Mashal based on this Taisvah, Adarava, Rav Kiva Eger says, from this Taisvah's a raya that Taisvah argues in the Mashal and holds you're not allowed to learn Torah even if it's to do a Gairis. But then he Bob Burns, he says, maybe you could get out of this. Raya, not like the Mashal. It could be Taisus held, the word Gairi is not Mashman like the Mashal. Mashal is saying a tremendous Daichik. He's saying Gairi doesn't mean the actual Gairis. It means they said out of the procedure. So it could be Taisus agrees to the lumdus of the Mashal. He just holds it doesn't fit into the Gemara. So you don't have a Raya, not like the Mashal, but you still lost the Raya of the Mashal. So Mashal has no Raya. So Greg, your Paskins, you are not allowed to learn Torah, even if you're learning the Torah in order to be Mekabel Gairis. Ramesha and Igris Mesha and Yerodea, Chayil Gimel, Simitzadi, was brought up to Shiloh. The Shiloh came up to him, are you allowed, a goy allowed to learn Amanas Lagaya? So Ramesha says there are many Gemaras that a goy is allowed to learn. The standard Gemara in Yevamos Daf Mem Zayin, when it's explaining how you do a Geiris, it says you tell him, Kalim Lechamurim. We want him to know what he's getting into. If a Geir comes and says, I want to do all the mitzvahs. I don't know what they are. So it happens to be, he brings down a Gemara that for the Yeved it would work, but l'chatchila, you're supposed to teach him kalam v'chamurim. You should have a feel for it. We want to know if he really knows what he's getting into, so you teach him some halachas. So Ramesh says, it's pretty obvious, you're allowed to teach halachas to a guy that's a manas legay. So what's the machlekes to be Kiva Eger in the Mashah? So Ramesh says, it must be the entire machlekes to Kiva Eger in the Mashah is all in a case where it's not going to be in that spot, and he means also in that time. It's not part of the process. If someone comes into Bezin to be Megayer, and you're sitting down to be Megayer, and it's for sure going to be a Geiris, and now you're going through the motions of teaching the halachas, that's part of the procedure, that's for sure mutter, that's not the machlokes of Kiva Eger and the Mashal. But Kiva Eger's case was, that he wanted to learn the Torah, and subsequently, in a future time, when he's able, he'll sneak out of this country and he'll be Megara somewhere else. That might never come to fruition. So Kubeger was nervous, maybe not allowed to teach someone Torah if it might never come to a Geras. And also, in the Mashal's case, it's very similar. That's why Kubeger and the Mashal are arguing. Mashal's case also, he was being Megara Shalai Lishma, and we're not going like Taisus that Hillel knew he's Lishma. That's the Taisus Taisus. Mashal's not going with that. So Mashal is talking about a person that's learning the halachas, and he might come to Geras, he might not come to Geras. And the Mashal is saying that if you're doing it to be Megayer him, you're allowed to. So that's similar to Kuega's case. He might not come to Geras, but if you're doing it, your intention is to promote the Geras, then you're allowed to do it. So Kuega and the Mashal is a very local machlaikis when you're teaching someone Torah, al-minas v'hinti Megayer, in a case that might not come to fruition. But if it's for sure going to come to fruition, you're for sure allowed to teach him Torah. That's Ramesh Tzak. In Yeridea, Chelek Gimel, Siman Tzadi. Now I found another answer to the Mashal's question. The Mashal's second question was that, based on the way he's understanding the Gemara, we're talking about the Gerah did not undergo a complete Gerah, and still, he'll teaching him Torah, how are you allowed to do that? He's Mechiach, you're allowed to teach someone Torah, Manas Ligai. The Turi Evan in Chagiga, Daf Yud Gimel, Man Aleph, is bothered by a similar question. He says, throughout Shas, you find Goyim asking Tanoim questions and Tanoim answer them. How are you allowed to teach Torah to a Goy? What happened to the rule that a Goy, that's Eisiv Torah's Chayiv Misa, so any Jew, any Yid that teaches him a Halacha is really Ivan Lefne Iver of one of the mitzvahs of Bnei Noach. How are you allowed to do that? So Turi Evan says a tremendous Yisoy. He says that if you give permission to the Goy to learn Torah, then it's not Gezel. The Gemara says, in our Gemara, the yisoid of a guy, of the problem of a guy learning Torah, is Torah siva lanu maisha meirasha, lanu meirasha, it's our Yerusha, it's our inheritance, it's not theirs. But if you allow him to learn, if you tell him Torah, because you allow him, you're giving him permission, there's no iser for a guy to learn Torah. Then he asks, what do you mean? It's a shutfus. It's not a personal Torah of that person. It's owned by a whole Klal Yisrael. So how could you go and give permission for everyone else? For example, he says, an example of his question would be, you have a partnership, 10 partners own a warehouse, and one of them lets someone use a thing in the warehouse. Obviously, it doesn't work. You can't have a shutif allowing for the whole klal. So he says a tremendous chap. He says, really, there's no gzela. Really, gzela usually means you're taking away something that I have, and now you have it and I don't have it. Over here, if you learn Torah, I still have my Torah. So the whole gzela is an interesting chiddush. The gzela is not that you're taking away from me. The gzela is more, the Turi Evan understands, that you're using it without permission. Therefore, if one shutif, if one member of Klal Yisrael allows a guy to learn Torah, the halacha is it's not gezel, and it's permitted for him to learn. Therefore, the Turi Evan says, it's understandable, all these Tanayim Amarayim that spoke to Goyim about Torah, that was permitted because they were giving rishus. According to this, we have a new answer to the Mashal's Kasha. This that Hillel was allowed to teach this guy Torah was based on this klal, that if there's permission granted by one of the Tanayim HaMarayim, then you're allowed to learn Torah. Now just a small recap, the Mashal had two questions. Tais is answering Mashal's first question, and Turi Evan is answering the second question. The first question was, how are you allowed to be Megayer someone that's doing it with ulterior motives? Mashal answered, it wasn't a real Geiras. Tais answers that Hillel knew that he was going to do it L'Shem Shemayim afterwards. On the second question of the Mashal, that how are you allowed to teach someone Torah? So according to Rav Eger, we never have that question because he was already Megayer. According to the Mashal, the answer is you're allowed to teach someone Torah if he's going to be Megayer, and you have a teretz of the Turi Evan. If someone gives you permission, if you have a shuz, so it's not Gezel. Just an obvious point that has to be spoken out. The Turi Evan himself speaks it out. There is a Manda Amar in the Gemara that seems to say that it's not Gezel, it's Nayar Marasa. So you wouldn't have this idea, this whole approach of the Turi Evan. That if someone gives you permission, it's not Gezel, will not apply to the Manda Amar that says that the Isser is based on Nayar Marasa. Now, just one last thing in regards to the Turi Evan's point, that where exactly is the Gezel? So the Turi Evan seems to understand that it's not a Gezel because you're not taking away anything from somebody, so the entire Yisoida Isser is that you use it without permission. The Hagos Yaivitz in the back of the Gemara says a tremendous Chiddush. He says, the gzela of a guy learning Torah is they're taking away our chidushim. Torah was given that every person is able to have his own chelik in Torah. The way you understand something is your Torah. the many Gemaras, that it becomes Torah delay, it becomes your Torah when you have a Chiddush. So when you go and teach Torah to a guy and he's going to learn Torah and have Chiddushim, that's where it's Chal. He took away the Chiddush. He took away the ability of a person to bring this idea into the world. So that's the Gezel. The Gezel is that he's going to have the Chiddush instead of you. The Merem Yisada and Tziv says the same thing. It says the Lashon HaGemara is the Akam Sha'isik B'Torah. Isik, he says, the Lashon of coming up with Chiddushim. And that's the Lashon of the Gemara. She Yasa Adam V'Chai. Yasa means creating the Torah. All these creations and Chiddushim, that's the problem of Akam. He says there's no problem if a guy wants to learn quickly B'Kiyas without any Chiddushim that would not have the Isser. The entire Isser is only when you're making Chiddushim. And it fits very well with what we just said from the Yavetz. The Gzela is that he's taking away the Chiddush from a Yid. So if you say like this, you lose the whole idea of the Turi Evin. The Turi Evin saying it's not a real Gzela because you're not taking away anything. Therefore, Rishus helps. That's all because he's understanding on the simplest form of Gzela. Gzela means stealing, taking away. He says over here, you're not really taking anything away. So it just means you don't have permission. If you get permission, you're good to go. According to the Yavetz, there is something that you're taking away. The Gezel that you chayev Misa on, according to the Yavetz, is you took away a Chiddush from Yisrael. So it's not going to help if someone gives you Rishus. Even if someone gives you permission, you're still practically taking away a Chiddush from Yisrael. So this whole Chiddush of the Turi Evin is going to be against the Havana of the Yavetz. The Gemara continues. They bring down the Halach of Remeir, Minayin Sha'afilu Oivid Keichavim Va'isik B'Torah Shehuk Kayin Gadol. A guy that learns Torah, we're very machshiv him. He's like a Kohen Gadol. The Gemara brings a pasuk. We just said, Rabbi Yechon said that the guy that learns Torah is chayav misa. The Gemara answered, Sheva mitzvah too. It's good and appropriate if he learns, and we're machshiv any guy that learns the Sheva mitzvahs. Now, it's mevuah in the Gemara, they were treating him like a Kohen Gadol. That means he's getting schar. So the question is, why would a guy get schar for learning about his Sheva mitzvahs? If he does the Zayin Mitzvah, they know he gets schar. I understand that. But we all know that if a guy shakes lulav, he gets no schar. He has no mitzvah. There's nothing to it. There's no chashivas to his maisa. So learning Torah, you shouldn't get any schar. Now, Enechanami, practically, he needs it to be able to do his mitzvah. But to put it in perspective, this should be like if he shechs an animal, so he shouldn't be over Eivir Menachai. Would he get schar for doing that? He gets schar for the mitzvah of Eivir Menachai. Practically, the only way to be yoytz to the mitzvah of Menachai is to kill the animal. But you're not going to get schar for killing the animal. That would be like a heksha mitzvah to be able to do the mitzvah. So you get schar for doing the mitzvah. Everything else is just leading up to it. You shouldn't get schar. So if learning about how to keep the mitzvahs, if there's no mitzvah of learning Torah, he doesn't have a mitzvah of ishnantam uvenachai. He has no mitzvah of limud ha-Torah. So just a technicality, how to keep the mitzvah, there's no reason you should get schar. There's two mahalchim in this. Reb Shach, Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perik Aleph, Aloha Aleph, he's coming to answer famous kash on the Mechaber. Mechaber paskins that noshim, ladies, make birchas Torah. This is in Simon Mem Zayin, Sif Yudalad. The Magen Avraham brings down that the reason that noshim make birchas Torah is because they have to learn their halachas. Which means that since they're mechuyif to keep certain mitzvahs, Shabbos, Nida, etc. Therefore, they have to know these halachas to be able to keep it. The Beis Halevi asked the obvious question. You don't make a bracha on something that's not a mitzvah. And there's no mitzvah to learn Torah for Nashim. All they're doing is a practical hechatim to be able to keep the mitzvah. Similar to this that we asked, that a guy learning Torah is just a practical hechatim, and therefore he shouldn't get schar. So too, the Beis Halevi is asking in the Magen Avraham. Why are Noshim making Birchas HaTorah if they have no mitzvah? They have no mitzvah to learn. And for the fact that they're finding out the practicalities, how to keep their mitzvahs, that's not a mitzvah, that's a Heksha mitzvah that should not warrant a bracha. So Reb Shach says a beautiful teretz. Reb Shach says, in every mitzvah, besides the mitzvah of doing the mitzvah, when the mitzvah of lulav was given to the Yidden, besides the mitzvah of shaking a lulav, is also nechlal, included in the mitzvah of lulav, is a mitzvah to learn about lulav. Doesn't bring a mekar to this. But he says in Cheshvan, it works out beautiful. If every mitzvah, part of the mitzvah, is to learn about the mitzvah, so when the Magen Avraham is saying that Nashim are chayiv to learn Torah in their mitzvahs, in the Torah about their mitzvahs, he doesn't just mean as a hechatimsa, a practical ability to keep the mitzvahs you have to learn the Torah. Rather, he means since they're mechayiv in Shabbos and Nida, therefore they're mechayiv to learn about Shabbos and Nida. It's included in the mitzvah of Shabbos and Nida. Therefore, you can make a bracha. You're making a bracha not really on the Torah, rather you're making a bracha on Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Nida. Shabbos and Nida are a mitzvah that's mechayev to learn about it. So I'm being mechayev my mitzvah of Shabbos and Nida by learning about Shabbos and Nida. Therefore, the Magen Avraham holds you're allowed to make a bracha, and that's shot in the Mechaber. Rav Shach brings a raya from our Gemara. Since the Gemara says that a guy that learns Torah about his Shabbat mitzvahs to two, he gets schar, he's like a kohen gadol. So we have our question, why is he getting schar? He has no mitzvah to learn. He has no mitzvah vishinantam. He only has a mitzvah to do. He has no mitzvah to learn. Must be, Rav Shach says, that since he has a Zayin mitzvah b'nei noach, and in the Zayin mitzvah b'nei noach, in every mitzvah, whether to a Yisrael or to a b'nei noach, including the mitzvahs to learn about the mitzvah, it's a chelik of the mitzvah. Therefore, he gets chav, he learns about the mitzvah because he's being mekayim Eivah Menachai. When you learn about Eivah Menachai, you're being mekayim a part of the mitzvah of Eivah Menachai, because part of the mitzvah of Eivah Menachai is to do the mitzvah and to learn about the mitzvah. Now, it's interesting, Rav Shach does not bring any mekar, but I found in the Sefer Ali Be'er on Saita, Saita Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, he brings down B'Shem Rav Asher David Mei that he found the Gemara. There's a Gemara over there that says the following. It says that in Har Grizim and Har Evel, when they had the brachas and the klalos, so what was going on was the following. Tara Abonin, Baruch B'chlal, Baruch B'frat, Ar B'chlal, Ar B'prat, Lumoid Ulalameid, Elishmer V'lasos. Every mitzvah had two brachas, two klalos, so there's four in Yonim happening, and each mitzvah also has Lumoid Ulalameid, Elishmer V'lasos, so there was 16, four times four, 16 in Yonim going on in each mitzvah, and each mitzvah was repeated three times. So you have 48 brisim about each mitzvah of, the Gemara goes on, of all Taryak. All 613 mitzvahs have 48 brisim, because it's two Aras, two Baruchs, which is four, and every mitzvah has Lomad Lamed, Lishma Velasa, so that's 16, three times, 48. It's mevur in the Gemara that every mitzvah of the 613 has a Lomad Lamed, Lishma Velasa. That means besides the mitzvah, one of the 613 is Vishinatam. But you see in this Gemara that all 613 mitzvahs have an aspect of the mitzvah, Lomad Lamed Lishma Velasais. It's a part of every mitzvah, chelik of every mitzvah, to learn about it, teach it, to be Lishma Velasais. So it's Mavur Mamash this Yisrael Reb Shach. In every mitzvah lies an Indian to learn about the mitzvah. So it's beautiful that Nashim make Pirchas Torah, and it's beautiful that Goyim and their Zayin mitzvahs are going to get Schar for learning the Torah. You can say another pshat based on Reb Aaron, the Mishnah Reb Aaron, Chelik Dalid, in his first piece. He's bothered by this that we find that a bacher before his bar mitzvah, we find many gemaras that are very machsh of his Torah. The gemara says the entire world is only mekayim because of the hevel piyim shall tineke shall bis rabban. The Torah learnt by Tashbar, by young children, keeps the whole world going. So Rabbi Aaron asks, that's very hard to understand. He's not even mechuyav mitzvahs. It's not even a mitzvah. His Torah is not even a mitzvah. How could we say that the entire world is standing because of the Torah of people that are not even mitzvah on the Torah? So he's mechuyav from that Gemara that the schus that you get for Torah is different than all other mitzvahs. Usually, a mitzvah, if you're mitzvah in it, you get schar. If you're not mitzvah in it, you don't get schar. Torah is different. Torah, the etzem thing that it's Torah, the fact that you're learning Hashem's Torah, that alone, even if it's not a mitzvah, that creates schar. Therefore, even a cotton that has no mitzvah to learn Torah, the fact that he's learning Hashem's Torah, that brings schar to the world. So it's such an idea, we can say that here also. Even though we know that if a guy shakes lulav and sits in a sukkah, it's a worthless job, and he's getting no schar for that, but when you learn Torah, one could say Torah is different, and Torah brings schar even if there's no mitzvah. So we have two pshatim in the Gemara that a guy that learns Torah is considered like a kohen gadol. Either we say like Rav Shach that in the Zayin mitzvahs lies an obligation to learn about the mitzvah. Therefore, it's a chelik of the Zayin mitzvah they noach. Therefore, they get schar. Or we could say that Torah is different than all of the mitzvahs. Torah you get schar even if you have no mitzvah. Now we'll continue with the Gemara further on in the Yomah. We have the klal of Rav Yosi Rav Chanina. Any mitzvah that's repeated twice, once before Mount Torah, once after Mount Torah, that mitzvah was given to Bnei Noach and to Bnei Yisrael. But if the mitzvah was only written to Bnei Noach, then it was only given for the Bnei Yisrael. Now, in regards to a mitzvah that was said before and after, so we could clear are we mitzvah in doing the mitzvah based on this that a B'nai Noach was mitzvah? Or today we are not B'nai Noach, we're a new entity called B'nai Yisrael, and we're only mitzvah, machmas this, that we have the mitzvah that was given in Sinai. Now, if you look carefully in the Gemara, before the Gemara brought down the dinner of Yosef Rav Chanina, the Gemara asked, Lomali Lamishni B'Sinai. Once it was written for the B'nai Noach, why do you have to repeat it by Sinai? And we answer like Rav Yosef Rav Chanina. Rashi says, the Gemara's question is, why do you have to repeat it by Sinai? We already know that B'nai Noach are mitzvah, and Rashi's Lashon and Divrei HaMaskil, Lomen Lamichtav is, Otu Yisrael Mishum Dekiblu Taira Yatsu Michal Mitzvah Sarishaynais. Why do you have to repeat it? Do you think B'nai Yisrael do not have the mitzvahs of B'nai Noach? So it's clear in Rashi, the Tzad, that every B'nai Yisrael could be mitzvah midin B'nai Noach. The only reason, according to Rashi, we have to repeat it, was not to teach you that B'nai Yisrael are mechayiv, rather, because if we wouldn't repeat it, then only B'nai Yisrael would be mitzvah and not B'nai Noach. So the only reason we're really repeating it is to teach us that B'nai Noach are mitzvah. But B'nai Yisrael would anyway be mitzvah because B'nai Yisrael are not mufka from being a B'nai Noach. If B'nai Noach is mitzvah, then for sure B'nai Yisrael are mitzvah. However, the Rambam, Pirush Mishnayos, Chulin, Daf Kuf Amud Beis says, every mitzvah that we have today is because it was given in Sinai, like we have the Gemara in the end of Makkos, all Taryag mitzvahs were given in Sinai. We are not Achroi, we have nothing to do with any mitzvahs that were given before Sinai. Those were given to B'nai Noach. We are not B'nai Noach, we're a new entity called B'nai Yisrael. The question is, how is the Rambam going to understand the Gemara's question? The Gemara that asked, Lamli lamichtav l'B'nai Noach, v'lamli lamishni b'Sinai, why do you have to repeat it? What's the Gemara's question? Bishlema, if you learn like Rashi, that's how Rashi learns this question. The Gemara is asking, why do you have to repeat it? All B'nai Yisrael have the mitzvahs of B'nai Noach. But if we're to understand like the Rambam, that B'nai Yisrael are a new entity, and they're mufka from the mitzvahs of B'nai Noach, so what's the Gemara's question? Of course you have to repeat it to B'nai Yisrael, because B'nai Yisrael are not B'nai Noach. So how do you know you have the mitzvahs b'chlal? The Mishnah Melech, I found, asked this question. Hilchos Melachim, Perek Yud, the end of Halacha Zayin. And he says, the Gemara means, why do you have to repeat it in the Pesukim? Of course Hashem had to say it over by Sinai. We have a lot of Halacha L'mashem Sinai's. And everything had to be repeated, all Taryag, all 613 mitzvahs had to be given at Sinai, because B'nai Yisrael are not B'nai Noach, and they would not even have those Zion mitzvahs B'nai Noach, and therefore they had to be repeated. That the Gemara understands. The Gemara's question is, and it's beautiful in the Lashon HaGemara, Lamali L'michtav L'B'nai Noach, V'Lamali L'mishni V'Sinai. Why does it have to be written and repeated in the Torah? Why the Torah have to write it? It would have sufficed if Hashem would have told Moshe, like all Halacha Moshe Mishinai's Bepiv. Why do you need it written? On that we say, the Dinner Rabbi Yosef Ruchanino has come to teach us that B'nai Noach and B'nai Yisrael Achayv, not only B'nai Yisrael. But the Gemara is not a raya to learn like Rashi that B'nai Yisrael today have all the tzivuyim of B'nai Noach. Now there's a beautiful Turi Eben in Chagiga, and Kipshutai would only make sense according to Rashi's Havana that all B'nai Yisrael are B'nai Noach and more. If you learn the Rambam, we won't be able to say this teretz of the Turi Eben. The Turi Eben's coming to explain Taisus and Chagiga that base. Taisus says that a Eved has a mitzvah, has a chiyuv of pur revu. So all the Mefarshim ask, Mishnah Malach, the Pnei Yeshua, how could you tell me that an Eved is mechayiv in pur revu? A Eved, Eved Kanani, his din is like an Isha. We learn out Lala Me'isha, all the mitzvahs that Nashim have and Eved has. For example, the mitzvahs that Seisha has van Gramo that Nashim don't have, Eved Kanani's don't have. And since the halacha is that Nashim do not have the mitzvah of pur revu, the Pasuk says, V'kivshua, only Isha Darkei L'kavsha, he goes and he conquers, he has the mitzvah of pur revu. Nashim don't have the mitzvah of pur revu. If Eved is hukish to Isha, and Isha don't have the mitzvah of pur revu, why does an Eved have pur revu? This is the Veltz Kasha. Turi Eved says a fascinating chiddush. He says, an Eved Kanani, you're right, he's not Mamash Yisrael, he's only like Nashim, he doesn't have all the mitzvahs. However, we can learn our pur revu from the fact that B'nai Noach have pur revu. Our Gemara says B'nai Noach have pur revu. Now it was taken away from B'nai Noach at Matan Torah. Matan Torah, we took away the mitzvah pur revu and we gave it to the B'nai Yisrael. This is one of the mitzvahs that was not repeated after Sinai, so only B'nai Yisrael have it today and not B'nai Noach. But before Matan Torah, B'nai Noach had it. Now Enoch Hanami, the Turi Eben says, at Matan Torah, definitely Kedusha was taken away from B'nai Noach and given over to Bnei Yisrael. Only Bnei Yisrael have certain mitzvahs. Bnei Noach do not have those mitzvahs anymore. Milah, Purvu, Kiranosha, those mitzvahs are not anymore applicable to the Bnei Noach. However, this whole idea that Kedusha is taken away from them is because they're not Yidden. Bnei Yisrael are Yidden, they have the Torah, you don't have the Torah. Eved, the Torah Eved wants to say, Eved did not go down in Kedusha. He doesn't lose any Kedusha because he's part of Am Yisrael. Eved Kanani, who is someone that's part of Am Yisrael, he will not lose his Kedusha at Mount Torah. So he'll remain with all the mitzvahs that he had before Mount Torah. If before Mount Torah, Eved Kanani, who's Legar from a Ben Noach, would have the mitzvah Puravu, he's not going to lose it by Mount Torah. The only reason Bnei Noach lose it is because we're transferring over all Kedusha to the Am Yisrael. Bnei Noach only remain with seven mitzvahs. All other Kedusha go over to Bnei Yisrael. Eved Kanani, that's part of the Am Yisrael, will have all the dinim of Bnei Noach had before Mount Torah because his Kedusha doesn't get lessened. Therefore, even though we have a rule that an Eved is hookish to Isha and doesn't have more mitzvahs from an Isha, that's all in regards to mitzvahs of Bnei Yisrael. Mitzvahs of Bnei Yisrael, Eved doesn't have anything more than Isha. But mitzvahs that you're going to give an Eved Kanani because he's loygar from a Ben Noach and only Ben Noach loses it, but Eved Kanani is not going to lose it. We don't have to learn that out from Bnei Yisrael and from Noshim. He has it because why shouldn't he have it? If every Ben Noach has his mitzvah and Eved is like a Ben Noach that didn't lose his Kedusha, why shouldn't he have his mitzvah? Only other mitzvahs that we're trying to figure out, are you like Yisrael and you want to get a mitzvah of, let's say, Lulav, because you like Bnei Yisrael, then we say you don't have the mitzvah of Lulav because you learned out from an Isha, Lulav me Isha, and Isha doesn't have it, so you don't have it. But mitzvahs that you're not learning out from Bnei Yisrael, rather you're getting it from Ben Noach, there's no reason that you shouldn't have that mitzvah also. This is the Gainish Teretz of the Turiyev and for Taizen and Chagiga. Kipshutai, according to the Rambam, wouldn't be a good answer, because according to the Rambam, any mitzvah that we have today is because we were given it at Sinai and not because of Bnei Noach. We can never use a mitzvah today and say, oh, we're a Bnei Noach and more. The Rambam says, no, we don't say that. Rather, we say we're a new entity called Bnei Yisrael, and Eved Kanani L'chaira, one could argue, but Pashtus, he's also a new entity. He's not a Bnei Noach. Now that there's an idea called Judaism, and he's part of the Am Yisrael, so he's not a Bnei Noach, so he wouldn't have any mitzvahs mitzadis that he's a Bnei Noach. This whole Teretz would only apply according to Rashi. Rashi that says every one of Bnei Yisrael has the status of being a Bnei Noach and more. So we could say that Eved Kanani is also a Bnei Noach and more. And this, that he's Chayim Puru Rabu, is not because he's a Bnei Yisrael, rather because he's a Bnei Noach. The Gemara continues. The Gemara says, how are we supposed to understand this halacha, Rabbi Yisrael Bechanina, that any mitzvah given to Bnei Noach and not repeated in Sinai was only given to Yisrael and not Bnei Noach? Adarabba. Midalai Nishnas Mesinai, Bnei Noach Nemer V'Loyal Yisrael. The Gemara asks that, at first glance, it would seem the opposite. If it was only said for Bnei Noach and not for Bnei Yisrael, it would seem that only Bnei Noach have the mitzvah and not Bnei Yisrael. Gemara says a famous rule, Lekha middim nil Yisrael, shari yulav yitichavim aser. We cannot have a mitzvah that's more chomer, more strict by a guy than a yid. That Yisrael is mutter, and an akum should be aser. Gemara asks, Vari pachas mi sharaputa, lesser the sharaputa, if a guy steals his chayiv misa, if Bnei Noach steals it, and if Yisrael steals it, he's potter. Gemara says, no, Hasim Yishun de la b'nei mechila nenu. That's not really a strictness that we're having by a guy more than a Yisrael. Rather, that when a guy steals from another guy, he's not Michael, therefore there's Gzela, therefore he's Chayim Misa. But when Yisrael steals from another Yisrael, there's a mechila, and therefore you're not Chayim. The Lecha Mishnah asks his famous question from this Gemara on the Rambam. The Rambam paskins in the beginning of Hilchos Gzela that it's usher to steal a Shavaputa, and even less than a Shavaputa. The Magen Mishnah says it goes under the guidelines of Chatzi Shir, but it's usher to steal less than a Shavaputa. There's a Chiddush of the Rambam, not really Nizka, not mentioned anywhere in the Gemara. But the Lecha Mishnah asks, I have a Gemara not like you. How could you, the Rambam, say that when you steal less than a Shavaputa, you're getting an Aveiro? The Gemara says, Lekha Midim, there's no thing that for Yisrael is Mutter and for a guy is usher. And then they ask, what do I mean, a Shavaputa? So it's mavur in the Gemara that Shavaputa is mutter by Yisrael. If Shavaputa is aser by Yisrael, what's the Gemara's kasha from Pachas and Shavaputa? So the Adrama attempts to say a very simple answer. Our Gemara doesn't mean from the Isser to steal. Because the Rambam is right. There's an Isser to steal less than Shavaputa, Chatzi Shir, it's aser for Yisrael to steal an Oster for Ben Noach to steal the Gemara would not have a kasha from the Maisag Zela of Pachas Mishavaputa. The Gemara is asking on the Chi of Hashava, now that you stole less than Shavaputa, facts are, by Bnei Yisrael, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to give it back. You're totally potter. You weren't allowed to steal it, but now that you stole it, you don't have to do anything. And by Kusi, by Ben Noach, you have to give it back. So the Gemara is asking, how could you say Lekamidi, that for Yisrael is mutter, and for a guy is Aser? What do you mean? Now that you stole it, the halach is by Yisrael, you're allowed to keep it, and by Ben Noach, you have to give it back. The Rama attempts this answer, and he says, no, because it's not true. There's no Chiyav HaShava by Ben Noach either. So you can't tell me our Gemara is not talking about the Maisik Zelo. Rather, it's talking about the Chiyav HaShava, and we're saying that a Ben Noach has a Chiyav HaShava. The Yadamah says, there's no such thing. There's no Chiyav HaShava by Ben Noach. And the Goyin brought this down earlier this year. He, Lamaisa says his terrorist, that this Gemara is talking about the Chiyav HaShava, and the guy has a Chiyav HaShava. And it's not a big deal, the Goyin's Chiddush, to say that the guy is a Chiyav HaShava, because really Machloik is Rashi and Tais and Ervin, Rav Samach Bezo and Aleph, Tais is an Avur, there is a Chiyav HaShava by a guy, which is really a question that all the Achrenim grapple with. There's no pasuk of a Heshav Sagzela in regards to Ben Noach. Ben Noach have a list of mitzvahs brought down, not from involved, and it's not one of the mitzvahs. So there's no mitzvah of HaShavah's Gzela by a guy. How could Taisa say that there's a mitzvah of HaShavah's Gzela by a guy? So we said the stipler, Simchav Dalet, says Tupshatim. Either he says that it's including Dinim. Dinim are all halachas about mamonis. You're not allowed to withhold wages from your worker. You're not allowed to cheat your worker. And also you have to give him back anything you steal from him. It's a svar that this would be included in dinim. So Enoch and Ami, you don't really have the pasuk of Heshev Zekzela, but you would have a chiv to return it based on the laws of dinim. So our Gemara is asking, if you use the Raman Yad Raman's teretz now based on the stipler and the teretz in Erevin, our Gemara is asking, by Yisrael you have no chiv to return it, and by Goy you have a chiv to return it, not really because of Hashava, but because of dinim. The stipler says another pshat, that it's really including Gezel. Gezel is don't do the Maisik Zela, and every second that you're holding on to it, that's continuing the Zela. So you have to give it back, not because of the mitzvah of Hashava per se, but rather to stop yourself from having the Gezel. But whatever it is, the Sive was explaining that according to Taisis, there is a Chiyav HaShava, so we could keep the Teretz of the Yad Rama. It would be a beautiful Teretz of Lachem Mishnah's Kasha. The Awe Gemara is not talking about the Maisik Zela, because that's Aser even by Yisrael. The Gemara still has a Kasha from Hari Pach and Sharaputa on the Chiyav HaShava, because Ben Noach has a Chiyav HaShava and Ben Yisrael does not have a Chiyav HaShava. Now, continuing on this topic of Lekha Midden Yisrael, Shari Taisus asks from Ubrin. Taisus asks that a Uber, an Oivik Yichavim, is Chayiv if he kills an Uber, and Yisrael is Potter. If Yisrael goes over to a pregnant lady and knocks out the Uber, the Halach is by Yisrael, you Potter, by an Oivik Yichavim, you Chayiv. So what happened to the klal of Lekha Midden, the Yisrael Shari, and Avichav Mizchayiv Mis on it? So his answer is, because Avichav the Potter, Mikol Makom Shari, even though Yisrael is not Chayiv Mis for killing an Ober, but he's not allowed to do it. So really, it's very sauce to it doesn't bring any Mekairis for these halachas. It's a big tumult, a big controversy. Where exactly does these halachas come from? There's coming out two halachas from Taisis. First of all, a Yisrael that kills an Ober is not Chayiv Misa. Second of all, he says that even though you're not Chayav Misa, it's Aser. So the first question we have to figure out is, if we're so confident, and we had a pasuk earlier, that Oiv Yichavim, a Ben Noach, that kills an Uber is Chayav Misa, how do we know that a Ben Yisrael is not Chayav Misa? This was actually asked by Rabbi Shaya Pick to the Neid Behuda, Tanina, Chayshim Mishpat, Simen Nuntes. He asked his kasha, how do we know that there's an Isser Loi Sirzach by Yisrael, and there's an Isser Don't Kill by Ben Noach? If there's a Reboy by Ben Noach for having an Uber, why wouldn't we learn out Ben Yisrael from a Ben Noach? This might be totally dependent on the Machlokes Rashi in the Rambam that we said earlier, if every Ben Yisrael is a Ben Noach and more, or a Ben Yisrael is a total new entity and you don't learn out any halachas. But this is Rabbi Shaya picks Kasha to the Nevi Yudah. Maybe this is a very hard teres to understand. But I saw a simple teres from the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah, after involving Bay, says, there's a whole parash in the Torah about the Chiyav Dmei Vladis. If you hit a pregnant lady, so the whole pasuk, who do you pay the Dmei Vladis to? The value of the Vladis, who do you pay it to? Pasuk says you pay it to the Baal Isha, you pay it to the father of these Vladis. The Yad Ramah says, why are you paying anything? If you're Mechayiv Misa for killing the Uber, you should have the regular halacha of Kamlei Ramine. Because that's what the pasuk says. The pasuk says, if you kill the lady, you have kalin ravine. If you don't kill the lady, you only kill the ober, then you pay money for the ober. Yad Rama says, what happened to kalin ravine? If you're mechliv misa for killing the ober, you should have kalin ravine misa the ober. It's mucha from the pasuk. Black and white raya, pasuk and chumash. A black and white raya, there's no kalin ravine, there's no chliv misa on killing an ober. It's really a pell on the Behuda. Maybe he didn't have the sefer Yad Rama, but this raya seems to be foolproof. Now that explains why there's no misa. Now the question is, what exactly is the isser? If an uber is not considered a nefesh to have the isser of leitzirzach of killing a full-fledged soul because he's only an uber, so who said it's aser bechlal? So there's really two mahalchim in the Gdolei Hapoiskim, the Marit, and Simon Sadi Aleph holds it including chavala, just like you're not allowed to wound a person, you're not allowed to wound. It's not considered hariga, but it's leigar from leyosef, you're not allowed to give someone a wound. So this uber is getting a wound, that's an isser of chavala, and he seems to understand that even if you're not considered a nefesh per se, but this, that you gave someone a chavala, he's a Yisrael and gave him a chavala, that's enough to be over the lav. The Chavis Yair, Simon Lamed Ches, has a wild shot. He says it's haitzah zera lebatala, because the zera created this uber. If you kill the uber, you're like being gairim, causing that the zera is going lebatala, and that alone is the isser. Now there's a big clear from the Minchas Chinuch. What exactly is this chiyuv to kill an uber by a benoyach? Is pshat that is a chiddush in the pasuk that we mentioned from Nafnun Vav? Is a chiddush hakra that he's considered a nefesh, even though in the world of Bnei Yisrael he's not considered a soul and you're not chayav misa, but in the world of benoyach he's considered a nefesh. Or even though he's not a nefesh, you're still mechayav misa, just like if you eat erev menachayim mechayav misa, so too you're mechayav misa. If you kill an uber, even though he's not a nefesh, the zeres kasef is that even though he's not a nefesh, he's still mechayev misa. The nafkin would be if a uber is harming the mother. So we usually have a rule: you don't kill one nefesh to save another nefesh. So by Bnei Yisrael, we know Tais brings down the Gemara of Ayin Beis and Beis. Since an uber is not a nefesh, does not have a chayev misa, therefore, if an uber is affecting, is being raided for the mother, he's causing the mother to die, so you're going to kill the uber. What would be the halacha in regards to benayach? By benayach, are you allowed to kill the uber to save the mother? And this would be a nafkamina, Menachos Chinuch says. Menachos Chinuch is in mitzvah reish sadi vav ayzayin. This would be a nafkamina in the two stadim. If he's considered a nefesh, so then we have a rule. You don't kill one nefesh to save another nefesh. My chazes. But if he's not a nefesh, it just exists a custom that even though he's not a nefesh, you're not allowed to kill him. Then in the case that there is a nefesh on the line, and this uber is creating a danger for the mother, so that's always halacha. For pikuach nefesh, you can be doicher another mitzvah. So there's a pikuach nefesh, saving the mother's life on the line. This uber is not a nefesh, it's just an avera. So always the rule is, you can be doicher any one of the averas to save a nefesh. So therefore, you would be allowed to kill the uber and be over on the isser of killing an uber to save a nefesh. And the Minchas Chinuch says that shuvah isi, that really tosis a suffix, our tosis ends off. That even by a guy, you'll be mutter to kill the uber to save the mother. It seems to be mesupik in this halacha. Is it mutter to kill the uber to save the mother? And the havana would be these two stadim. Is pshat that he's a nefesh and therefore you're not allowed to kill him? And the chiddush is that in regards to a benayach, he's a nefesh, even though in regards to a benayach, he's not a nefesh. Or the chiddush is that even though he's not a nefesh, he's still not allowed to kill him. That's how the Minchas Chinuch explains Tosis is suffik. Now we'll go to the Gemara on Amud Beis. The Gemara says, on one side, that the mitzvah of milah was not given to Bnei Noach. It was only given to Avram, but not all Bnei Noach. The Gemara asks, if it was given to Avram, then it shouldn't only be by the Yidden, it shouldn't only be by Yitzchak and Yaakov, it should be also by Ishmael and Esav. The Gemara says, no. By Ishmael, we say there's no mitzvah of milah because only Yitzchak is considered Avram's son. Kibi Yitzchak yichal achar zara. And Esav is not included, even though he's the son of Yitzchak, because be Yitzchak, lo yikol Yitzchak. Then the Gemara asked, Elo miyato b'nei keturah lo lechayvu. Avram Avinu's children from keturah should not have the mitzvah of milah. And we know they do have the mitzvah of milah. Gemara's asking, if you're telling me b'nei Ishmael are excluded, because ki be Yitzchak yikaru lechazara tells us only Yitzchak continues the lineage of Avram, and all other children are not continuing his lineage, and therefore there's no mitzvah of milah by Bnei Yishmael. Why is there a mitzvah of milah by Bnei Keturah? Lemar brings a riba, a pasuk, as Brisi Hafer, Larabas, Bnei Keturah, that they do have the mitzvah of milah. Now, what exactly does it mean that B'nai Keturah have the mitzvah of milah? Big machloekis v'shainim. Rashi says B'nai Keturah have the mitzvah oyston shisha shenoldu la'avram. Those six children that Avram personally had, hein atzman lo'lechayvu, they shouldn't have the chiyuv. The Gemara answers, L'rabbis B'nai Keturah oysa shisha levadam. Those six children have the mitzvah milah v'loyla zaram, but not their children. Avram, nistav l'kol noydim loy. Avram and Yitzchak, they have it for all their children also. But Keturah, the B'nai Keturah themselves, have the mitzvah, but not the future generations. So the Rashi is clear that B'nai Keturah only have the chiyuv in that generation. Future generations of B'nai Keturah, let's say B'zman Hazeh, do not have any mitzvah of milah. However, the Rambam, Hilchos Melachim, Perek Yud, Halacha Ches, argues, and he says, even today, if someone knows, if a guy knows that he's from B'nai Keturah, he has a chiyuv milah. Milah was given to Avram, not Yishmael, not Esau, but Avram, Yitzchak, and Keturah. All B'nai Keturah are chayv and milah. That's the Rambam's psak. Now, the Rambam does mention that they got mixed up. The B'nai Keturah got mixed in with the B'nai Yishmael. So there's a mixture of B'nai Keturah and B'nai Yishmael. So the Rambam says, on a practical level, all mechuyim is safik. It's a safik deraisa. If there's a mitzvah deraisa to do milah, and you're not sure if you're a B'nai Keturah or B'nai Yishmael, so all of them should do milah. Mechus Chinuch, the mitzvah beis, Oysid Beis brings down a fascinating discussion in Dele Achreinim and the practicality of this Rambam. The Shagis Aryeh, the Mechus Chinuch brings down, the Shagis Aryeh's in Siman Mem Tes, asks, does the Gemara in Brachos, that there's a Bilbul Umayis, Sancheiruv came and he mixed around all the Umayis. So nobody really is sure which Umay you're from. Therefore, the Shagis Aryeh asks, how could the Rambam paskin that the B'nai Keturah and the B'nai Yishmael, but the halacha is they have to do milah misafik. Why don't we have a roiv? Roiv goyim are not b'nei keturah, not b'nei yishmael. So roiv goyim are not mechuyav milah. And even if you think you're b'nei keturah and you think you're b'nei yishmael, we have a gemara that there's a bilbul umos. No one really knows where they're from. So if no one really knows where they're from, even if you think you're b'nei keturah, roiv would dictate you're not b'nei keturah. So you should have a halacha of halacha haroiv. You have a right to assume you're not from B'nai Keturah. You shouldn't have to do a milah. So Shai Kisari doesn't understand how could the Rambam paskin that B'nai Keturah, and among them B'nai Yishmael, because they're not sure if they're B'nai Keturah, how could they be mechuyev to do milah if Roiv Ha'olam is not B'nai Keturah and you're mixed up? Because Bilbul Umayis, every B'nai Keturah is mixed up with all the Goyim, you should have a Roiv saying you're Pater. The Nabi Yehuda, Mechus Chinuch brings him down, he's an Evan Ezer, Siman Mem Beis, he says he doesn't understand the Shai Kisari's kasha. Ena chanamin is a roiv. Roiv is a halacha, achi ram lahata. This is a pasuk of roiv. Without the pasuk, we wouldn't say you go after roiv. We would say, even if you only have 1% chance, you have to be machmir. Goyim don't have a pasuk of roiv. Roiv was given to B'nai Yisrael. If you're a ben noyach, if you have it sad, you're a ben keturah. Ena chanamin, 99% of the people in the world are not B'nai keturah. And there's a bilbul umayis, and you're living with people, and you don't know who you are, and all your father's father was mixed up. And no goyim, we never assume a goy knows who he is. But you definitely have a chance you're a ben noyach, you're a b'nei keturah, and you don't have a right to go after roiv. So they do this really matmi on the Shagis Aryeh. What type of kasha is this? That the Rambam should be matir and pater b'nei keturah for milah because you have a roiv that are not b'nei keturah. They do this says roiv was never given to goyim. Now the Mechus Chinuch is matmi on the Nei Yudas tmi on the Shagis Aryeh. Mechus Chinuch says, I don't know what you mean. If you know you the whole that there's no roiv, then adarabba, every guy should have to do milah. What's the night you the answering? That the reason why the Rambam says b'nei keturah and chayiv, and they don't have a right to go after roiv, is because the roiv was never given to goyim. Adarabba, the Mechus Chinuch says, if roiv was never given to goyim, that means they have no right to go after roiv, so every guy in the world should have to do milah, even if you're not b'nei keturah. So the Rambam is even more shver. The Rambam says only B'nai Keturah, and maybe B'nai Yishmael that are mixed up with the B'nai Keturah. Amr Chayiv Milah. But if the Nei Yud is right, that the idea of Roiv was never given to B'nai Noyach, so every guy in the world should be nervous that maybe you're B'nai Keturah. So, Kipshuta, the Shagis Aryeh seem to have been asking that everyone should be Potter. That was Shagis Aryeh's cash. You should be Potter, you have a Roiv. The Nei Yud is answering, there's no such thing as Roiv. So, Mechus Chinuch is asking on the Nei Yud, if they have roiv, so then they're potter. If they don't have roiv, then not only B'nai Keturah, but the entire world should be mechuyev, because maybe you're from the B'nai Keturah. So if I may, I just want to attempt maybe an answer for this tremendous question from the Mechus Chinuch. We could say the whole rule of Roiv is only when you have a Suffolk. L'moshul, there's a Shaila, if you see in the distance on Shabbos, you see someone killing someone else. You don't know who's being murdered. He's being beaten up. So it's Bekuach Nefesh. So are you allowed to call the police and Michal Shabbos to save this person? So let's say it's a town that's 99% Goyim and 1% Yidden. The chances are he's a Goy. So Kipshut and Halacha is that you shouldn't call. What's the chances that he's a Yid? Now the question is, what do you mean, what's the chances that he's not a Yid? L'maisa, he might be a Yid. There's a 1% chance he might be a Yid. And we have a rule, the Gemara and Yuma, and we pass it like that. Ein holchin b'nefashas achar roiv. When there's a life on the line, you don't go after roiv. So why would the halacha be that if you have no reason to assume he's a Yid, that you don't call the police and Hatzalah? Why don't you call? Maybe he's a Yid. So Kipshuta, the answer is, you only say the rule of Ein Holchin B'Roiv B'Nefashis if you have at least a Suffolk. You have to have a reasonable doubt. There's a Suffolk on the table. Maybe he's a Yid, maybe he's a Guy. If you have a Suffolk, if he's a Yid or a Guy, then we have a rule. You don't use the rules of Roiv. But if you have no reason to even doubt that he might be a Yid, then if you're talking, you don't have the rules of Ein Holchin Mamon Achar Roiv. Ein Holchin B'Nefashis Achar Roiv. Another case, a point would be, the famous question, how could you ever get a Guy? You're not going to, on your neighbor's door, to do a mila akum. To get him to help you do it derech remiza. In a case that's mutter, mila akum, so you go to your neighbor and you knock on his door and you ask him to come. Now, there is a chance that every guy is a Yid. You don't know his mother's mother's mother, if she was a Yid or a guy. So maybe he's a Yid. Now, 99% chance that he's a guy. But we have a rule, kavua is mechsa mechsa. So if he's at home and you're knocking on the door, he's not a parish, he's a kavua. So he's a 50% chance that he's a Yid. 50% chance he's a guy. So how are you allowed to use a guy to do an iser? And even if you tell me Safi Dabon Lakula, but you're not allowed to go, there's a shach in your day, you're not allowed to go ahead and do a Safi Dabon. If you did a Safi Dabon, you don't have to do it again. But you're talking, you're not allowed to go ahead and do Safi Dabon. So how could you go and knock on a door to get a guy? The answer is this, you say. If you don't have a Safi, then you don't use the rules of Kfuah, and you don't use the rules of Ein Holchin B'Nefashis Achar Roiv. Those are all rules when you have a Suffolk, and usually Roiv tells you the halacha. So certain cases, you don't go after Roiv, like by Kfuah, like by Nefashis. But if you don't even have a Suffolk, you don't have these rules. So too, in our case, we can ask the Mechus Chinuch Kasha, if you have a person that has no reason to believe he's from the B'nai Keturah, you're not going to say, oh, if there's no Roiv to guide him, you have to be worried maybe you're B'nai Keturah, and therefore, you should have to do milah. We're not going to say that halacha. Rather, what we're going to say is, if you have no idea who you are, you don't have to do milah. Only someone that thinks he has a tradition that he's B'nai Keturah, then we'll say, since you have in your family a reasonable doubt that you're B'nai Keturah, so even though there's a big chance, Bilbul Umayish, that there's a roiv against you saying that you're not B'nai Keturah, which was the kasha of the Shagas Ayeh, there's a roiv chances that you're not Mechuyiv, but you think you're B'nai Keturah, the Rambam says, you mechuyiv to do the milah. Shagas Ayeh asked, Ayeh have a roiv. On that we have a teretz from Leib Yehuda, that there's no roiv by a guy. No roiv by a guy says that if you think you're B'nai Keturah, you can't use the roiv that says you're not B'nai Keturah to part yourself from milah. But the Mechus Chinuch asked, what do you mean? Every guy, every person might be a Ben Keturah, so every guy in the world should have to do milah. On that we'll say, there's no even leiv this asafik. There's no reason for us to assume that you're from B'nai Keturah. There's no reason for us to assume anything. So even if we're not going to use the rules of Ein Holchin B'Acharoi by a guy to play a role over here. Only when you have a Leid that's HaSafik, then there's rules. You go after Roiv. In certain cases, you don't go after Roiv. But if you have no reason to have a reasonable doubt that he's from B'nai Keturah, he won't be Mechiv. So the Rambam will be very good. The Rambam of Paskini, anyone that thinks he's from B'nai Keturah, or the Rambam adds on, if you're with B'nai Yishmael, they got mixed up together. So there's a reasonable doubt that you might be B'nai Keturah. So then we can say, even if there's a roiv that you're not B'nai Keturah, you can't use a roiv by a guy. That's only if you think you're B'nai Keturah. If you don't even think you're B'nai Keturah, you're not going to be Mechiv.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.